You're listening to SBS News.
Things couldn't have gone much better for the Matildas in their Olympic Games qualifier on Friday night against Chinese Taipei in Sydney. A first-half hat-trick by Caitlin Ford helped Australia cruise to a 4-0 lead at half-time. Here's how Fox Sports described her third goal of the night.
Van Egmond stole in behind. She's onside. So's Ford, second time around. And the hat-trick is complete already. 37 minutes in, Caitlin Ford able to celebrate just her second international hat-trick. And Australia are 4 goals to the good now.
3 more goals followed in the second half, including one for Sam Kerr, who came off the bench an hour into the match. The 7-0 scoreline was enough to lift Australia above China on goal difference on the qualifying table. China had earlier beaten Thailand 6-1, so Australia will look to do equally as well, if not better, when the Matildas take on Thailand on Monday evening. Defender Emily Van Egmond is confident Australia is in the kind of form to do that.
Thailand won't be too dissimilar to Chinese Taipei. They might have one or two other areas that we might need to look at and highlight. But apart from that, focusing on ourselves, obviously we want it to be another high-scoring game for us.
It was hard to believe for many, but despite the rain deluge that fell over much of New South Wales over the weekend, the Big Bash cricket final was still able to be played at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The Sydney Sixers took on the Melbourne Stars, and such was the low expectation about the game being played, just over 10,000 fans out of a sellout 40,000 crowd turned up. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment Sydney clinched the match, which ended up being a 12-over shootout.
Final ball, the Big Bash. Dorshis to Larkin, beats him, and the Sydney Sixers are the champions of Big Bash 9. Their second win in the Big Bash, and they've dominated the Melbourne Stars to win it by 19 runs. Moses and his boys are pretty in pink.
Because the weather forecast was so bleak, the Bushfire Cricket Bash was moved down to Melbourne and played a day later on Sunday instead of being a precursor to Saturday night's Big Bash final in Sydney. Junction Oval staged the match that saw legends of cricket from around the world, including Sachin Tendulkar, Courtney Walsh and Brian Lara, join captains for the day, Ricky Ponting and Adam Gilchrist. It all helped to raise $7.8 million for the communities most affected by the fires that have ravaged Australia for months. Speaking after the game, the former Australian wicketkeeper Gilchrist said it had been a wonderful initiative to be part of.
Awesome fun. I think everyone realised the importance of the day and of the occasion, and everyone that was able and asked to be a participant in today, they really, really felt proud about their contribution, as should the whole global cricketing community, because that's what was represented today.
Before that bushfire charity match, Australia's women's T20 side were victorious against England to set up a meeting in the tri-series final against India on Wednesday. The Australians struggled to push the scoring against tight bowling in the must-win match. Beth Mooney scored a half-century to help set England 133 for victory. Sophie Molyneux did the damage with the ball, collecting 3 wickets to be named player of the match in the win. Afterwards, Australia captain Meg Lanning admitted her side's performance will have to improve if it's to beat India in the tri-series final.
Oh, I think we can definitely get better. Our batting innings, we sort of scrambled to the score that we got, which was a good effort, but I think we can be a little bit better there. And putting that sort of complete performance together hasn't quite happened yet, so hopefully Wednesday's the day.
Wednesday's decider will be Australia's last match before their opening T20 World Cup game on February the 21st. The AFLW kicked off this weekend, with no less than 4 new teams taking part in the competition, which is now entering its 4th year. The Greater Western Sydney Giants edged one of those new teams, the Gold Coast Suns, by 9-8 in wet conditions in Sydney. It was the lowest score ever produced in the competition's history. On a more positive note, Melbourne downed the Kangaroos 22-20 in an exciting contest on Saturday. The Demons' 2018 draft pick Eden Zanker hit the ground running to start the season. She raced clear in the final quarter to kick what proved to be the match winner. This is how Fox Sports described the goal.
Zanker's in an acre of space, needs the kind bounce, gets it, got 10 metres on every opponent, runs to the goal square, paddles it in. Melbourne back in front.
Elsewhere, there were wins for Carlton, Brisbane, Collingwood, the Western Bulldogs and Fremantle. To the National Basketball League, where the Sydney Kings clinched home court advantage when the regular season ends by beating the South East Melbourne Phoenix in overtime. And finally, in tennis news, they may be fierce rivals at Grand Slams, but world numbers 2 and 3 Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer teamed up for the 6th edition of The Match in Africa. The event raises money for Federer's children's charity to support education. The pair were also joined by comedian Trevor Noah and billionaire Bill Gates for a game of doubles. Almost 52,000 fans attended the showdown in Cape Town, which was the most ever to attend a tennis match. It was won by Federer, but more importantly, it raised around $4.5 million. John Baldock, SBS News.